The war with Iran has entered its third month, and while a shaky ceasefire holds, diplomatic efforts between the U.S. and Iran look like they're at an impasse. Last night, President Trump posted on Truth Social that he would soon be reviewing the new peace proposal sent by Iran, but that he could not, quote, imagine that it would be acceptable in that they have not yet paid a big enough price for what they have done to humanity and the world over the last 47 years, unquote. The Strait of Hormuz remains a central flashpoint in the conflict, with both sides blockading the crucial trade route, choking the global economy as the price of oil has skyrocketed. Joining me now is Anne-Marie Slaughter, who will soon step down from her role as CEO of the think tank New America and become Dean of the School of Public Policy at the London School of Economics in early 2027. And, of course, retired Admiral James Stavridis, the former NATO Supreme Allied Commander. Anne-Marie, it feels like both sides are dug in. And when these things happen, usually the question is, who can bear the pain longer? What's your sense?
Yeah, this really is a game of chicken, right? Who's gonna blink first? I think the U.S. is in a really risky position because it's actually, and ironically, like Russia and Ukraine. Russia needs to win. The U.S. needs to win. Ukraine just needs not to lose. And Iran just needs not to lose. And Iran has tremendous capacity to take pain. It's got an authoritarian government. It's got a people who are now much more allied in favor of that government than they were back in January with all the protests. And it is the little guy against the big guy. This is, you know, the U.S. has been here before, like Vietnam or Afghanistan. I really think the U.S. is more likely to blink first than Iran.
And to add to that, like Russia, Ukraine, for the little guy, it's existential.
Exactly.